There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to a special weekend release. Usually this is our bonus podcast where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. But today, at the time of recording, we have been applying the finishing luxury touch to...
Are you doing my act?
Yeah, luxury touch to our Help I Sexted My Boss, the book.
Yes. John and I have been finishing it off together this morning.
We have. We've had, at the time of recording, we had a fire alarm evacuation.
Yes. Just what you need when you're up against it.
Which, by the way, William, and I know you meant to do this, William is the only person who actually got up and left. Me and Ben were like looking for our coats, bags. I was like, get me a laptop.
I'm a rule follower.
I know.
And then we're outside at Assembly Point B or whatever it was. And Jordan decides when, you know, potentially there is actually a fire, a bit like the fire brigade when they came to my Manchester place when I did have a fire. Jordan gets out a cigarette.
Sorry, I'm going to stop, I know. But yeah, and it's...
It's not that I'm questioning. It's the fact that, you know, I don't think we need more smoke.
Yeah. What's the etiquette for having a fag next to a burning building?
I mean, I think it's a little insensitive.
Yeah, I agree.
The building was not burning, however.
No, it wasn't. No. And everyone was running around with... People had signs up saying Assembly Point here, and a woman was... What was that woman said to us in the high viz? She was like, meh. It's like, all right, you've got a high viz on. Chill out, Jane.
She was oining.
There you go.
Yeah.
She wasn't oining.
We did make sure that the brownies, though, were safe during the fire.
William cracked a very funny joke to Jonathan. He probably heard it all
this
the way
Jonathan,
down the stairs.
This is Jonathan, the barista downstairs.
He does the best brownies, and brilliant. William went, as long as the brownies are okay, Jonathan went, yeah, about 20 people have said that. Piss off.
I don't think Jonathan said that. He politely laughed.
Okay. But the book writing's good. I'm excited now. William's going to leave after this, and I've got another hour of writing to do, haven't I?
Yes, that'll only be about 10 words for Jordan, but that's going to take him an hour.
That extra hour's going up. Can I just say, right, first of all, I understand it must be very frustrating for you and Ben and Stuart, our exec, and everybody else involved in the book, watching a dyslexic write. So yous have all been... But when I'm writing and I'm in the zone, a bit like, what's he called? Mark Zuckerberg in that film.
The Social Network,
where he's like zoned in. Don't, as I'm writing...
Are you comparing yourself to Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes, when geniuses are at work, just leave them to it. Don't, you were worse for this, Ben. As I'm writing, Ben comes in on the Google Doc and starts typing all, like... correcting all my typos. That's so frustrating. So in the same paragraph, you're correcting me, he's correcting me. Let me do my bit. Let me gush it all out and then go back and correct it.
Gush, Jordan, gush.
Yeah.
I love the fact you were typing a bit about in our section about gyms. And Jordan, you know, as he's just said, dyslexic, mistakes, manages to spell without... Very quickly, and without thinking, endorphins absolutely correctly. I pointed that out to him and slightly patronisingly congratulated you on that. And you said, yeah, but 2 words before I've misspelt release.
I think the sentence was, it'll help realise endorphins. I think it was release. But yeah.
So never mind. We've got some questions about the books that people have sent in.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Okay, so... If I give you the question, you, Jordan, because you're across every... You are a detail man.
I've still got my glasses on as well.
You do, yes.
And my half zip. I look very book writer at the moment.
Yes, you'll be moving to Hampstead next. We will give you... I'll give you a question. You give us the answer.
What? That's the whole point of the podcast.
Well, no, the whole point is that we give the answers and the listeners give the questions.
Oh, okay.
But I've got some questions from listeners. I will be the voice of the listeners.
That's what we do. What are you on about? How is this different from what we do every week?
Yes,
you...
as I'm saying it, I think it's... I can spot the...
Just do the bit. Right.
Where can the listeners order a signed copy of the book?
Sorry, did I sound arsy then?
No, that's the point of the podcast. This listener isn't sure if the Amazon pre-order was a signed copy or not.
Currently, that's on Waterstones and WH Smith. They are the places to get a signed copy at sextonmyboss.com/book. But these are limited, so we suggest pre-ordering it if you don't want to end up disappointed.
Yes, obviously Amazon, great. We've all got it. But if you have ordered it from Amazon, it won't be signed. Or pre-signed, anyway. We have a blind G and Diva, and they were wondering if there will be an audio version of the book.
Yes, we are going to be recording an audio book in this studio.
I'm very excited to record the audio book because what I've learned, I hope I can say this, Penguin Random House, but when we went in for our lovely meeting where we had most of the fifth floor there ready to greet us, which was lovely, we were told by somebody that audiobooks, you think it's a faithful word-by-word recording of the book, but there are certain people's audiobooks, they mentioned a few famous faces we won't name now, where it's totally different because you sort of you can go off on tangents, and you know how much you and I love a tangent.
Oh.
So print book versus audiobook, it'll follow the same structure.
Yeah, but then
I'm sure.
Just isn't that a podcast episode?
Yes, but oh, yeah. I don't know. You'll never know. We might be able to add in some new exclusive bits to the audiobook. Will the book have illustrations and be a visual version of the podcast? Because I don't think I could handle seeing iglooing or its disgusting equivalent.
No, I don't think there'll be visuals, but lots of advice for everyday dilemmas of modern life and etymology, lots of disagreements and agreements to, and like box house and stuff.
But we might have a few sketches, but I can assure you there won't be large amounts of brown ink used. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
When will we see the cover?
You tell me.
Well, apparently we'll be revealing the cover in the next month, so we're very excited about that.
We were meant to have our pictures taken today at the time of recording.
Yes, can I just say I feel really bad, and I'd like to apologise to my husband, because it was Micah's birthday the day before yesterday, but the photo shoot, and all weekend I was really worried. I said, darling, we've booked to go for afternoon tea, and I don't really think the thing that I should be eating the day before my... photo shoot for our lovely book published by Penguin Random House is lots of dairy and lots of carbs because it's going to make my face even fatter. Mm. So we cancelled it. And 24 hours later, Ben phones me going, maybe we should use that time on the Wednesday and we should finish the book. So sorry, Mikey, that your birthday slightly changed, but we have booked to go another time.
Yeah. We just were a bit our deadline's tomorrow, so this is the last of it. Any more?
Yes. How are you going to differentiate William's text from Jordan's? Will William's be in a classy Helvetica font?
Ooh.
Interesting definition of classy. And Jordan's in Comic Sans?
No, my bits will just say Jordan before it and Williams will say Williams before it. So it'll be easy.
Have I ever told you my fun fact about Comic Sans?
Every time we mention Comic Sans. Gee, William, what is your fun fact about Comic Sans?
My former agent, Sue, her husband created Comic Sans.
Would you get a lot of money for that?
I believe so.
Is it like licensing every time someone uses it?
I don't know how it works, but he also invented Verdana and Trebuchet.
Really?
Yeah.
Who invented Bradley handwriting ICT?
Was that your brother?
No, I like that one. Someone's written here, what has it been like to create a book together? It's...
Well, we're still speaking to each
other. Yeah, at times we want to throttled each other. And then it's been a blast overall. What's nice to see is I will write something and then you can see you and Ben reading it and giggling and sniggering away.
Do you snigger at our bits?
Not so much, but mainly at my bits. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, I was sitting next to you and I watched you get to a bit, a fascinating bit I had written, which I won't say, about the Georgians. And Jordan realised it was a William bit and he literally went, skip, to the next bit that said Jordan.
We've got a deadline. You do your bits, I'll do mine. I've only read half of this book, just my bit.
Okay, enough about the book. I'm sure we'll mention it once or twice more. Remember sexismyboss.com/book for all the info. We do, though, have one response that we want to read out. Hi, William and Jordan. Thank you for your advice on accidentally sleeping with my boss's daughter.
Oh, yeah, we got that in a few weeks ago.
Yes. Before I had a chance to say anything to either of them, the daughter came out to her mother, my boss, who was blown away by the fact her only child was a lesbian. As if that wasn't devastating enough, the daughter answered her mother's question of, but how do you know you're a lesbian, with, well, I've met someone. I had no idea this conversation had happened until I swanned into work to hear someone howling from the other office. My colleague told me, she's found out you've shagged her daughter.
Wow.
I haven't dared to set foot in the office since and have been off sick with the simple explanation of, I'm shitting myself.
Oh, well, it's...
The daughter now thinks that she and I are in a relationship. My boss wants me dead. Should I just swan in like there's no bother and keep the personal / professional boundaries at the door? Bit late now, really, isn't it? Much love, Anonymous.
Go and see CHR about that, because she can't sack you for that. If it's...
No.
Go and see HR or get legal advice.
That's a bit serious.
That's my way of saying.
I would... You haven't done anything wrong. It's a bit awkward. I think you need to be the better person. Rise above it. Act as if nothing has happened. Go into work whenever you next go into work. Put on your best pair of dungarees and smile sweetly.
So I've got a response here.
Oh,
now,
do you?
I don't usually do them, but look at this. It says, hi, team. We thought we'd help out with a... With... Hi, team. Right. Hi, team. Don't make me laugh. We thought we could help out with Jordan's mission to dress a bit cooler after the Michigan State sweatshirt chat. After the Michigan sweatshirt chat, and we couldn't let William keep taking the...
After the what?
Michigan sweatshirt chat.
Say it again.
Michigan.
Michigan.
University.
Read out the whole thing.
Michigan sweatshirt.
Chat.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake, I read one letter and you jump down my throat. And we couldn't let William keep taking the mic, so here's something you can wear with pride. We hope you find it absolutely champion. Love from the G&D Divas at Sunderland Students Union.
Oh.
That was my uni. So I had a Michigan State Uni t-shirt.
Having never been to either Michigan or the university.
And obviously I went to the University of Sunderland. It says, P.S. please could you ring up our friends at Spark, that's the station at Sunderland University, and ask Wendy to borrow her potato peel. So this is, look, they've got me an actual University of Sunderland sweatshirt.
And it's in the same sort of design as your Michigan one, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's really cool, thank you. Also, I think we should use this opportunity because now it's official and it was meant to happen about a year ago.
Oh, yes.
But I'm being...
This is ridiculous.
I cannot, and William cannot believe this, but I'm being given an honorary degree in the summer by the University of Sunderland. What? They've just done my citation now. My citation.
Okay. Are you going to be Dr. Jordan North?
I think so. That's just mad, isn't it? I don't know if I'm a doctor. I just hope that if I'm on a plane and someone says, is there a doctor on board? Put my hand up and like, I know she's joking, but I can only help you if you want to like write an essay on media studies or, you know, how to get into radio. But you imagine if someone went, is there a doctor on board? I went, yeah, me. I don't think I'm going to be a doctor.
Okay, well, what are you getting?
Shall I tell you
But
now?
You've already got a degree. Why do you need an honorary degree from the University of Sunderland? You've got one.
I don't know why.
Or are they upgrading you? Because you're a BA, aren't you?
Honorary doctorate.
Yeah, I think it's an honorary doctorate. Does that mean I'm a doctor?
Well, ish.
Wait, I'll show you the... letter. Yeah, here we go. Read this letter. That's the letter I got.
Dear Jordan, award of honorary fellowship.
What's a fellowship?
Well, we'll find out. Yeah. Of the University of Sunderland. I hope that you are well and are continuing to thrive. Despite the exigencies of the past 2 years. Gosh. You were gracious in accepting the award of honorary fellowship from the University of Sunderland. Now that we can resume in-person graduation events, I would like to invite you to receive your award at the ceremony in July. It will be held at the Stadium of Light in Sunderland. We would also be happy to invite your personal guests to the ceremony. I would be obliged if you would let me know by email if you're able to attend the ceremony as mentioned above. And if so, we'll come back to you with further details. I look forward to hearing from you, Sir David Bell, KCB, Vice Chancellor and Chief Executive. Wow.
I mean, does that...
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so says Sir David Bell, KCB.
So what does it... What is a fellowship? What is it?
Well, I don't really understand the difference. Yes, it's like Lord of the Rings.
Am I a... Seriously, am I a doctor? Because if I am... Apt. If I am a... I don't think I am going to be a doctor, am I?
I don't think it's a doctor, but there's something to hold out hope for.
Because if I am, I'm definitely getting all my mail changed to Dr. Levi North. Jordan. Am I going to be a doctor?
You're a fellow.
That's... Oh. Is that your makeup? Or are you green with envy right now?
I'm a fellow of the Royal Society of Art, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you know? It's, you know. Do you know, when I got dropped off at the University of Sunderland back in 2008 at Freshers Week, I was at, my halls were called the Precinct, and it looked like a prison. Sure, yeah. I don't know. And everyone had their mum and dads there, and I had Middy from the pub set me up. He took me up in his van, he was an electrician. Right, and everyone's mums and dads were there, like, packing freezer full of frozen lasagnas and everything. My mum gave me a tenner for services. And he come in, he had a fag in his mouth, and he's bringing all my boxes in. God bless him, he's out of gold, Middy. And then we fell out because he dropped my telly. And I was there on my own, and I had a little cry in my room and thought, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I was 18. And then little did I think, years later...
You'd be getting a fellowship.
I'd be a doctor.
Well, you're not. You're a fellow.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs or social media or get in touch. Help us out to my boss with anything you want to share with us. And if you know what a fellowship is. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben, William Hanson, or Dr. Jordan. And for more sexted news and nonsense, sign up to producer Ben's newsletter by sextedmyboss.com.
The doctor will see you now.
Just go behind that curtain and get your kicks down.
Don't have to be asked twice.
Goodbye.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.